Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone in Seattle and around the world for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 million Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical radio show in the world with listeners in over 70 countries. Today's show will be really out of this world because during the first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be bringing in a wonderful man named Dr. Angel Fernandez. He's one of the organizers of the wonderful Peace and Light Conference, which will be held on August 19th, 20th, and 21st in the Dominican Republic. He will talk about his wonderful conference, which I hope you'll all attend. I'll be attending, as well as Michiko Hayashi, and I hope you can come. Dr. Fernandez will be followed by Mary O'Malley, a wonderful and famous, fantastic psychic from the Los Angeles, California area. She specializes in past life regressions and is honored to be on the board of the Past Life Research Institute. And she's considered one of America's best psychics. Her website is www.maryomaley.com. During the second hour from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll be interviewing Dr. Ted Brower, from Florida, who's considered one of America's best nutritionists and medical doctors. He was last on my show 2 years ago, and he's a wonderful man. He specializes in non-traditional remedies for health. We'll be talking about not only health issues, but also the mysterious deaths of so many non-traditional health practitioners. During the last several years, nearly 100 naturopathic medical doctors have been found either murdered or died under mysterious circumstances in the United States, Canada, and Europe. As Professor Albert Einstein has said in the past, everything happens for a reason, and his interview should be really interesting. His website is http://healthmasters.com. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And just click on it. I want to thank everyone for their donations and support, especially Marku in Finland, Judith in California, Marie and Alan in Camino Island, Robert, Julia, and Louise in Bellevue, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Washington, Corey in Kent, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including Crystal and the wonderful Crystal Bookstore in Tacoma, Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon, and the beautiful and tranquil Tokeland Hotel in Tokeland, Washington. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services, and I know with that everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better place. I would like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, providing wonderful support, my friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto, Dr. Yasu Nimoto of the Emoto Peace Project and Emoto Office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, and my station manager, Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I've started a new spiritual mentoring program for those who would like to get in touch with people, loved ones and friends and family who've passed on the other side. Please contact me at my email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or I can be reached on my cell phone here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And I also have a toll-free number, good for the United States and Canada, at 1-888-879-8339. I have a new column on my webpage called Ask Ted. If you'd like free spiritual advice, please go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. We're supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the PayPal link on our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, or you can just send your donation to me, Ted Marr, at 1347 Deerbrush Drive, Southeast in Olympia, Washington, 98513. I want to thank everyone who came to my Galactic Wisdom Conference last month. It was an incredible experience and a big success, and we'll be having another conference next year on March 10, 11, and 12. During last month's conference, we saw nearly a dozen different Galactic Alliance spacecraft show up during the day and at night to help protect us. We could visibly see them from the conference, And they are still with us. I went out last night, and they were still in the conference area. And they tell me that they will be making another appearance at my conference next year. So for those of you interested in UFOs, would like to see actual spacecraft, that you will have an opportunity next year to see those same craft again. Out of this, I'm pleased to tell you that Out of This World Television will start broadcasting three times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in the Puget Sound area. And I will also post the times when the show will air on my website next week. There will be starting up with 10 episodes with some really incredibly interesting people, including Michiko Hayashi of the wonderful Moto Peace Project, Scott Lemriel, Billy Faye Woodard, and his wonderful father, Zora, from the Hollow Earth, and many others. You'll be able to watch this, watch Out of This World Television as well on both YouTube and Vimeo under either my name, Ted Marr, or under the Out of This World Television. I wanted to tell you briefly of some wonderful conferences and events which will be coming up. First off, from July 19th to the 21st, Professor Irvin Laszlo will be sponsoring a wonderful conference called the Infinite Consciousness Conference in Tuscany, Italy. For more information, please visit their website at www.laszloinstitute.com. That's L-A-S-Z-L-O Institute.com. Professor Laszlo is one of the world's most famous scientists. He's written over 70 books and over 400 articles on the history and philosophy of science, and I'm pleased to tell you that I've been invited to participate in the conference, and so next week's radio show will be broadcast live from Tuscany, Italy, and I will be interviewing Professor Laszlo and some of the world's most famous scientists and spiritual people, so please tune in for that show. It should be really interesting. On Saturday, July 30th, there will also be a wonderful psychic and healing fair at the Best Western Motel in Silverdale, Washington, from 12 noon to 8 p.m. I will be there, and I hope you can all come too. And finally, from August 12th through the 21st, there will be a wonderful spiritual conference sponsored by Marilyn Rosner and the IIIHS Institute in Montreal, Canada. Both Michiko Hayashi and I will be keynote speakers, and I hope you can come. For more information, please see their website at www.iiihs.org. And finally, from August 19th to the 21st, there will be an incredible conference in the Dominican Republic called the Peace and Light Conference. This will be a wonderful opportunity to meet some of the world's most famous and interesting spiritual people, including a gentleman named Brazzo, who can heal people literally with his eyes. I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Fernandez, who's one of the organizers of the conference, in just a minute. But their website, if you'd like more information, is www.paxluxmundi.com. And finally, I'm organizing a West Coast tour from starting in Los Angeles on October 18th and ending in Vancouver, Canada on November 5th, of Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project. She'll be giving presentations and workshops up and down the West Coast, spreading the words and work of Dr. Moto's beautiful message, Message from Water. And for more information, I will be posting information about the various places she'll be speaking on my website beginning next week. One of the places that she'll be coming to is the Mount Shasta area. She'll be giving a presentation there on October 23rd, 2016, at the Stewart Hot Springs next to Mount Shasta. Proceeds from her talk will benefit the wonderful Modal Peace Project, which helps children around the world understand love and gratitude to create a much better and happier planet. For registration, please contact me at my email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. And as I said, there's many more events planned for her as well. That'll be up on the website beginning next week. With that, I'd like to ask all of my listeners to please welcome my dear friend, Dr. Angel Fernandez. He's the organizer of the Peace and Light Conference in the Dominican Republic. Dr. Fernandez, hi. Welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you, Ted? Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you again in your forum. Special to me.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so happy you could come on today. I always like to make announcements and thank everyone who's helped me on the program at the start of my show. And I just want to thank you, too. You're doing wonderful work to raise consciousness in this planet. And you've had an amazing career, too. You've been a diplomat, a doctor. You've written so many articles. And I think we're both on the same page in the sense that we both want to make this planet a much better and happier place.
Yes, I guess so. We're in the same path, fortunately. And, let's see what's going on. We're almost ready with a type of World Conference in Peace and Light. And we really look forward to meeting very interesting people there and to having a lot of attendees in the conference. So we are very excited at this very moment. Very excited.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And for a few minutes, I'd love to talk about some of the people there, the speakers. There's one gentleman, I notice his name is Matthias Di Stefano. He's a fascinating gentleman. He was born in Argentina, and he's a wonderful medium and in touch with angels and guides. Could you tell my listeners a little bit more about him, please?
Yes, Matthias Di Stefano is a very young man who came out to the public approximately 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. When it was found out that he was keeping all kinds of memories from previous lives himself, especially one of them when he was, according to what he says, he was living in the Atlantic, in that civilization called Atlantis. Mm. And he has so fresh memories that kept everybody astonished about what he was actually planning for his previous life all over the world. And he's spreading his message, trying to raise up not only the conscience of everybody attending his conferences, but also revealing certain mysteries dealing with Atlantis and with some other sacred places all over the earth. He was last year in the conference also, and by popular acclamation, he was told to come this year again. So he's one of the persons who are actually repeating experience of the World Conference of Peace and Light. Very interesting.
What an interesting man. Thank you so much, Angel, for sharing that. According to the write-up on the website, he began, let me see here, it in when he was a young man, he started writing in it's spelled Sayontu. Santoyo, is that correct? The correct way to
Yes, yes. Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's from a language he began to remember, a life lived 10,000 years ago, and he spent whole nights drawing up maps of the Atlantean era. Fascinating. Just fascinating. Uh-huh. Just fascinating.
Yes, actually, he's got a lot of writings in that language, and that's the way he started with all these programs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Well, he'll be a really interesting to meet. And as I said, to my many listeners around the world, if you can come to the Dominican Republic, the conference is on August 19th, 20th, and 21st. It's a fascinating I know it'll be a fascinating conference and an opportunity to meet some really incredibly interesting people. You have another gentleman named Stuart Pearce from London, England. He's according to the write-up, he's a legendary healing through sound, the master of the voice, and the world-renowned medium of angels.
Yes, he's a very well-known, he's a world-renowned personality. Especially because he used to be the preceptor of Lady Diana and the former minister, Margaret Thatcher in England, as well as other personalities like Vanessa Redgrave. And I mean, he's very well renowned. He's also a coach, so he will be giving a conference in both as an angel channel, as he really wishes to be called, and also as the incredible coach he is, he's considered to be one of the top, if not the world's top coach in the history of the discipline throughout the world.
Wow.
So it's a personality himself. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Then we've got Paola Cordoma, and she's a holistic counselor and a therapist.
Right.
Very interesting lady. Very interesting. I'm just looking at the list. Of course, I'll be there, and as well as Michiko Hayashi with the Emoto Peace Project. She has such a beautiful message of love and gratitude. I do everything I can to support not only her office, but the Emoto Peace Project as well. It's you know, with the tragic shootings here that happened just yesterday here in the United States among some police departments, I think we need more love and gratitude and harmony in this planet more than anything else.
Yes, definitely. I agree. And concerning Michiko Hayashi, there are a lot of people waiting for her to learn about the water message project. And for some reason, this is something that is in the minds of many of the people attending. And I guess she's going to be having a big success with us.
I know that her presentations, I've seen her presentations, Dr. Fernandez, and they are just absolutely, they really touch your heart.
I guess. And besides, she speaks Spanish fluently.
Yes, she does.
I guess that she will be conducting everything in Spanish, which is going to be kind of a plus for everybody.
Except for people like me who don't speak Spanish.
Don't worry.
Okay.
You just need to be there. You don't really need to speak Spanish at all.
Okay.
First, because there will be some simultaneous translation, and also because even without a translation, you would be able to communicate. Oh. I consider you to be one of the top communicators throughout the world, and we are very excited and anxious to having you there. Believe me.
Well, thank you, Dr. Fernandez. What a lovely thing to say. Well, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Well, you know, one of the things a psychic friend was telling me just last week, Dr. Fernandez, and this is very good news, a psychic friend named Carolyn White, she channels Matthias, who's one of the disciples of Jesus, and she had told me just last week that we are close to the tipping point of turning this planet, one from neutrality into a really beautiful planet with the majority of people on the Earth wanting a better planet. We're just very close to that tipping point. And it's thanks to light workers like yourself, like Michiko Hayashi, like the Emoto Peace Project, and my station, too, I think, where we're all trying to make this a better planet. And the efforts are paying off in spite of, you know, tragedies like yesterday. And I still think our future is very, very bright. I really do.
Yeah, I'm sure that we are going to get it sooner or later. Mm-hmm. And then these efforts on the conference itself is becoming a special spot for gathering of all kinds of people, really not just looking for peace and light, but also compromising themselves to give a step forward to create a better world.
Wonderful, wonderful, Dr. Fernandez. Well, let me, I want to give out the website again. It's, it's www.paxluxamazonmaryundi. And I hope you can come. Everyone listening around the world, I hope you can come. The Dominican Republic is not far from Miami, so if you can make it to Miami, you can fly to the Dominican Republic. It's not very far. And you'll be able to meet some incredibly interesting people, too. People who are genuinely concerned and doing their very best to make this planet a better place. And this is why it's so important for people to link together and to go to these conferences, because we are making a difference in the world, and the world will become a much better place. I know it.
Yes, that is true. Actually, we will be hosting the real people who are now ready to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the message. That's the main issue. That's our intention. So I hope everybody who may be able to join us there will take that step forward and be with us, because it will make a change in their lives to attend the Second World Conference on Peace and Light.
Wonderful, wonderful. I wanted to tell you, Dr. Fernandez, I have started a new television program here called Out of This World Television, and I'm doing another episode in a couple of weeks. Would you like to come on my show?
You know that the only thing you need is just to tell me. You order, and I obey.
All right. Well, I know the date and time. I will go ahead. I've got to check with my television crew, and it'll be in a couple of weeks, and we'll have you on for another television shoot. The audience is about 200,000 people out here in the Seattle area. Then it's also put on YouTube and Vimeo as well, so we'll get good worldwide coverage.
Magnificent. It's always at your disposal.
All right. Well, I will send you an email and let you know the time and the date. I've got a couple times
Good.
And dates. Well, also, let's since the conference now is coming up on just next month, We've got so many interesting people. We have, let's see. We've got Dr. Madan Bali. She's got a PhD in natural medicine. She's considered one of the best sources of wisdom and knowledge about yoga and its applications in everyday life. And
yes, we have Elaine Waldorf, for example, who's the Secretary General of the Youth Assembly of the United Nations, and Dr. Cairo Rocha, who is one of the most reputable practitioners of natural medicine, including Oriental, Chinese, Japanese, and Tibetan medicine. And, Giulio Vivioni, one of the greatest coaches and communicators from all over the world. We have Braxo. Braxo is amazing because he will actually be conducting some kind of speech himself, which is a speechless, just watching the people. He wouldn't pronounce a single word. He really heals with his eyes. You know, it's going to be amazing. Emi Shanti, the producer of the Expo Life Conscience in Los Angeles, is one of the most important spiritual coaches throughout the world today. And, many others. We'll be having Dr. Marilyn Rossner.
Oh, she's wonderful.
And Veronica Ricard. Many of them. Fernando Malcun. He was last year also. And he's the author of those very famous series for History Channel, Discovery of Outer Planets, and the horrors of Berlin in Egypt. And one of the most expected attendees there is going to be President Pepe Mujica, ex-president of Uruguay, who will be there also. I mean, he's one of the most reputable politicians in the world. Really made a change when he was the presidency of that country.
Oh, you know, That's wonderful news. I've heard of him, actually. I've heard some really good things about him.
Yeah. His speech at the United Nations will be renowned and remembered forever.
Oh, yes.
It's something amazing. Oh. Everybody can take a look at it. It's YouTube. It's amazing, amazing.
Wonderful.
We'll be having actually over 30 people, speakers, and conducting worships and things like that, and round tables.
Wonderful, wonderful.
It's a real international, truly world conference in peace and light.
Wonderful, 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 Dr. Fernandez. Well, thank you so much for all of your beautiful work to make this planet a better place. And again, I'm urging all my listeners around the world that if you can attend this conference, to please go. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to meet some of the world's most interesting and fascinating spiritual people. Their website again is www.paxluxmundi, and I know you'll really enjoy it. Well, Dr. Fernandez, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been such a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you again, Ted, for your friendship and for being with us, for coming to the conference, and for doing what you're doing on an everyday basis to create a better world for us.
Thank you. Thank you.
And for the future generation.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Angel. You have a beautiful, happy day, and keep up your wonderful work to make this planet a better place.
Thank you.
All right. That was Dr. Angel Fernandez on his wonderful conference coming up. It's August 19th, 20th, and 21st. And with that, I want to bring on my next guest, Mary O'Malley. And Mary, I'm so sorry. How are you doing today?
Pretty well. How are you doing today, Ted?
Oh, good. Good. I always try to put a lot into my shows. And I just had my friend Dr. Fernandez talking about this wonderful conference that he's sponsoring in the Dominican Republic on August 19th, 20th, and 21st. If you can go, it's the website is www.paxlux.com. And anyway, how's your day going? Pretty well?
Pretty Free Will. Excuse me. Sorry. I've got a little allergy going, unfortunately. But really good day. How about you?
Oh, it's fine.
Sounds like you're having fun.
It's fun. It's a good day. It's a good day. Well, you're considered one of the best psychic mediums in the country. And you're also been involved in hypnosis for many years. You know, I'm sure you know Shelley Stockwell Nicholas, wonderful lady.
I do. She's my mentor, my favorite hypnosis person in the entire world.
Oh, good. Well, you were friends with Carolyn White, and I'm so glad that you could come on today.
Thank you. Yeah, I met Carolyn and Jerry at the International Hypnosis Federation Conference year after year after year after year.
Uh-huh.
And just love them and their energy. Just beautiful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, your website, I want to give this out for more information about your work, is www.mary and then omaley.com, maryomaley.com. And is it okay if I give out your email address if people have more questions?
Absolutely.
Her email is Mary O'Malley, MaryOmaley at Outlook.com. And Mary, how did you ever get started doing this kind of work? I always like to ask my guests how they get started.
Well, it's actually Shelley Stockwell Nicholas's fault.
Oh, really? You can blame her.
Yeah, I had taken a hypnosis class and just wanted a little more hands-on experience, and I found out about Shelley, and I took her class, and we live very close to each other. We share the same birthday. We just really had a great connection, and so I continued my studies with her. And one day, she had me under hypnosis for something, and I started channeling, and it just shocked the heck out of me. I came out of hypnosis, came up off her sofa, was halfway down the driveway, and she's yelling, "Come back, come back. If you do this, your clients are going to do this, and you need to know what's going on."
Oh, no.
And then after that, and I think Shelley said in her interview that hypnosis is that state of going into your inner awareness, and the more you do that, the more you find you're connected all together to the universe, to so many different things. And so all my psychic and mediumship gifts reignited because I had set them down in my life or tried to. And then with a lot of encouragement from Shelley and another wonderful group of friends, I just started doing it. It took me a long time to advertise that I was doing it, though. So probably 15 years I did it word of mouth, and it's really only been the last 5 years that I came out of the psychic closet, so to speak.
Psychic closet. How funny. Well, I used to do the same thing. I had to be careful years ago to telling people, you know, if I was in touch with spirits on the other side, because I was afraid of being labeled as being crazy.
Yes.
You know, and now it's people like yourself, myself, who do this kind of work. We still may be called crazy, but they don't do it in your face like they used to. So.
Well, and you know, I read your bio too, and both of us are professionals and highly educated. And I was a health educator at Kaiser Permanente, and you know, there's working very hard to be a part of the system and bringing holistic health ideas into Western medicine. And so, being viewed as a professional, you know, was very important to me, and the woo-woo stuff I had to be careful with. But, you know, honestly, when push came to shove, I realized it was over half of my business, and that was just before I even went public with it, and that it was probably, it was so extremely healing, such a beautiful part of what I'm blessed being able to do, that it just, it was like, oh, forget it. They'll either accept me or they won't accept me. And and really, it's been fabulous. It's been wonderful.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, Mary, I wanted to ask you, we talked off air a little bit earlier about this, but I know you're in touch with some wonderful spirits on the other side. And the purpose of my show, both my radio and television shows, are to make this world a better place. And I was wondering what they might recommend to people in their everyday lives to make the planet a better place now.
Oh, give me a second here.
Okay. Especially in view of the tragic shootings yesterday. Now, I think that was just awful. All these people getting killed. But now more than ever, I think we need some positive words of wisdom and advice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing they're saying is, you know, a lot of us are striving to be more spiritual, more loving. But mm-hmm. the bottom line is we're here to have a human experience. And that is the range of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And to use those emotions and that beautiful energy that can come from that to create what we want to create. So the shootings obviously are horrific. They're horrible.
Right.
And we can stay in anger and we can stay in the energy of that. Or we can go into a place where we take that energy of anger, which is just an energy,
mm-hmm.
and we apply it to the higher realm. So mm-hmm. we can get into compassion and forgiveness to the best of our ability, affecting those around us. Because, I'm not going to be able to make a difference in Dallas or Florida,
mm-hmm.
but I can make a difference in San Pedro, California, where I live, and with the people around me and with my family members.
Mm-hmm.
So something that causes that much pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously to the people involved, but to everyone who's been exposed to it with the news media and everything, it causes pain.
Sure.
We can reach out and be more compassionate with our environment, the people around us, and just let it grow out that way.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. And I think people have to remember that the planet itself is slated for ascension. And as time goes on, I believe there's more and more positive things happening on the planet, and those certainly outweigh the negativity that we've seen. My next guest next hour will be a fellow named Dr. Ted Brower. He has his own radio show down there in Florida. He actually lives in the area where they have some shootings. He's telling me some very interesting things off air, which I'm going to save till next hour. But I told him, I said, I think more than ever people need to be positive nowadays, especially and especially realize that things are getting better in spite of these shooting incidents.
They are, and I think humanity in general is beginning to speak up for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have the internet. We have so many ways to speak our minds, to create connections, to make things happen that we didn't have before. So as many bad things are happening, there's so many more good things happening and so many more good connections that are being made and prayer circles and things like that.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just curious, what do your spirit friends see happening for the next short term, for the next year or two here in the United States and elsewhere?
So this is from Anantha. Anantha is three archangels, and they serve as kind of a connection,
mm-hmm.
a switchboard, if you will, to entities and beings. But mm-hmm. Anantha themselves are speaking, and they're showing me like a graph with peaks and valleys and peaks and valleys, and it looks like the next couple of years there's these grand peaks of wonderful, wonderful, beautiful things happening, new technology emerging that's friendly to the planet and to
mm-hmm.
us. There's these valleys of wars and horrible things, and it
mm-hmm.
just looks like the next, I'd say, 18 months, almost even up to possibly 3 years,
mm-hmm.
but is these peaks and valleys, but they seem to be getting larger and longer as the timeline goes on. So
mm-hmm.
more time in that beautiful space of healing and wonderful things happening as time goes on. But it's kind of just hold on to your seat. I think part of this ascension, you know, it's like cleaning house, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
When you start cleaning your house, it seems to get worse before it gets better. You know, you're tearing everything apart.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what it feels like we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that initial, you know, tear it all apart. We're going to clean it all up really good and put it back together.
Sure. Sure. Well, that makes perfect sense. I know that nothing ever goes up in a straight line and nothing ever goes down in a straight line either. There's always these peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
My friends from the other side, my spirit friends, tell me the same thing, that our timeline's changed and that we've turned the corner and things are getting better here. Even, sure, we're going to have our problems, but I mean, long-term, it's going to get much better than it is now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you just the clients that I've been getting, the work they're doing, mm-hmm. the connections they're making to their higher selves, mm-hmm. to the spiritual realm, and these are people in all walks of life, mm-hmm. Really bringing that sense of who they are as a soul.
Mm-hmm.
Into their work, into their relationships with people, with family, and it's just astounding the energy that's moved and the wonderful things that are being created. I can just tell by the clients I'm getting and the questions they're asking and the changes they're making in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, usually every week I always do a prayer for the children and the people of Fukushima. And it's a short little prayer that I do. And would you mind if you could join me now in this short little prayer? I usually say it at the beginning of the hour, but I kind of ran out of time today.
No problem. I'm always love to be a part of a prayer.
Okay. All right. And first off, what I'd like to do is to send a prayer to the in love and light to the people who've been who've been killed and also harmed in these tragic events yesterday. I'm sending love and light to their families and to the people involved. And please know that you're loved, and I know that things will get better. I know that's small comfort, but I look at this as just as a very unfortunate accident, or not an accident, but a very fortunate event that happened, and I know things will get better. With that, I'd like to ask all my listeners here in Seattle and over 70 countries around the world to say this water prayer to help the people and children of Fukushima. The radiation from that nuclear event is still a problem. We are getting a lot of help, I'm told, by my friends from the Galactic Alliance to clean it up. And Dr. Moto has asked me, and the Galactic Alliance has asked me to say this prayer in every week until the radiation is completely cleaned up. And when you say this prayer, please visualize sending lots of love and light, golden light, to Fukushima, its children, its people there in the Emoto Peace Project. They do such wonderful work. And it's a very simple prayer. The first line is, water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive.
Water, we are sorry.
Mm-hmm, thanks. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. I'm going to say it two more times. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. Thank you, friends. That'll really help. And also your prayers and sending love and light to the people who have been, unfortunately, lost their lives yesterday and been harmed by these tragic events would also be really appreciated. Mary, I was going to ask you, what's the most incredible case that you've ever had talking to the other side or the information that you've gotten to help people? Most incredible, profound case that you've had.
Oh,
you could choose to talk about several if you like. That's fine.
Gosh, where to start? You know, watch me go blank here.
That's okay.
I can't say it, there's one big incredible thing. It usually happens on a one-to-one epiphanies with different clients that I'm mm-hmm. working with.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I'm shown, like for instance, I've had four or five or six clients in the last maybe 6 months that have been coming in with this beautiful golden energy, and every single one of them is a healer. And mm-hmm. Spirit told me that this energy, mm-hmm. and most of them, not all of them, but most of them are very, very young, still in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a brand new energy mm-hmm. That's being gifted to some of these very young healers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be able to do incredible things with it as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big one to me. That was pretty profound.
Mm-hmm.
So profound, I was telling everybody about it and drawing pictures of it. It was a really big deal, really putting it out there.
Wow, beautiful.
And a lot of things, just I was working, you know, with another doctor, and we were talking about how we receive information as healers and psychics and mm-hmm. through our dominant senses, and Spirit just jumped right in and said, oh, no, you're receiving through all of your senses. Every mm-hmm. minute of the day, you're receiving information
mm-hmm.
through all of your senses. It just matters how you're tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned, well, I'm not very auditory. And, of course, since then, everything's been coming through auditorily.
Oh, how funny.
Just to show me. So it's usually, the other thing was, and this came last night, you know, thinking about your show today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny and disturbing at the same time. And Spirit was showing me the terrible things that we human beings do to each other on the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, but you don't even know. When you guys get to the other side, you laugh about it. How funny it is that we, you know, that drama of hanging on to dear life and that we all get together and laugh about it on the other side. And it was beautiful and disturbing to me at the same time. So I'm still sort of having that little conversation with them.
Okay.
Not all of these things are funny, you guys. I don't care what you think on the other side.
Well, go ahead,
so,
Mary.
So anyway, demonstrating how different our human consciousness experiences things than our soul conscious does.
I have to share this story with you, Mary, and my listeners around the world. There was a book I read, it was some months ago, by Garnet Schulthauser. He's a wonderful psychic and medium from Canada. He was at my Galactic Wisdom Conference last month. And the book's called Dance of Heavenly Bliss. And there's a story right in the middle of that he related, that he had been taken up into the higher dimensions, and he met both Jesus and Adolf Hitler. They were both sitting on the same park bench in the spirit world. And he was flabbergasted that they would be together talking like that. And Hitler had said that he'd apologized to all of his 6 million victims during World War II. And they were talking, he had his conversation quite amicably with Jesus, of course, the total polar opposites. And mm-hmm. I still have a hard time thinking about that for all the horrible things that happened during World War II because of him. But the perceptions are different, I guess, on the spirit side, aren't they?
Yep, very different, very
mm-hmm.
different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The experience of things is quite different
mm-hmm.
With mm-hmm. all the emotions. I got it, I understood it. As a human, in my human consciousness, it was disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
But my soul just started cracking up, like, ah, ha, ha, ha. We get to laugh on the other side.
Uh-huh.
You know, we get to do high fives. And
oh, funny.
You did push me off that cliff, and boy, now I can see the look on my face. That's really funny.
Okay.
I'm like, no. This...
oh, no.
But,
oh, no.
Yeah, our human experience and our soul experience are... they're really just different levels, different perspectives, different points of view, and mm-hmm. and it actually even different creations going on within that.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Now, you've written a book. Let's see if I can find it here. Could you tell me a little bit about your writings for my listeners?
Your Soaring Phoenix.
Yes, uh-huh, that's right. Uh-huh.
That was with... the wonderful Dr. Carol Francis, mm-hmm. Is their mm-hmm. own radio show, Make Life Happen Now.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I are, she's one of the ones that really helped me with my psychic skills. She's such a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt comfortable working with her, and she would just push me. But we were just having a conversation one day about how there's a lot of information out there for people who are beginners seeking that spiritual path or metaphysical road,
mm-hmm.
but there wasn't a lot of information out there for those who were beyond beginning,
mm-hmm.
but not quite ready, you know, not quite knowing where to step next. So,
sure.
So, you know, Carol says, let's write a book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we put together this anthology, and I think there's 26 different authors, and they talk about everything from, you know, the power of love and compassion to remote viewing, psychic mediumship, physical stuff, how to take care of your body, how to manifest. It's wonderful chapters and stories within this book, and we're so proud of it. We have all 5-star readings on Amazon so far. And,
excellent.
I have about 5 chapters in there myself. So just to open up the door, open up the perspectives. A lot of healers in there talking about, some of them talking about their own journey, working from going with the mechanics of being a healer to the spiritual mechanics of being a healer. We're just very, very proud of it.
Well, I would. I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to read your book before we came on air today. It sounds like a fascinating book. I'm going to get it. I'll get it as soon this weekend. I'll find it this weekend.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
I will. Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is the power of love and compassion. I think, Mary, that love is the most powerful and most beautiful force in the universe.
Yeah, it is, but I really, you know, Spirit's been showing me that love is one word that represents many different concepts. So healing, compassion, forgiveness, a peace, all those things really fall under the umbrella of that word love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes the idea of love so powerful, is it includes all those ideas, all those concepts. It's one of those things you can do and yet not be in the, say you have somebody who's been awful to you, terribly abusive. You can stand back and choose to not have that in your life, but send love in that direction for healing. And, in fact, when I do forgiveness work, I call it forgiving back to that person. So I take all that negative energy and I put it in a box, and I don't actually give it to the person. I give it to their guardian angel.
Oh, beautiful. For
the healing purpose of it. And so sometimes when I can't let go of what someone's done to me and get into that place of love and forgiveness, I can at least do that exercise, and it takes it out of me without me having to hurt someone else. See what I mean?
Sure, absolutely.
And that feels like love to me. You know, that feels like the closest I can get to love in that situation. And love is acceptance of everybody, you know, of people's different, the things they want to experience in life and how different they are. It is, you know, it's like I said, it's one small word, you know, that incorporates a whole bunch of big concepts.
Well, it reminds me of in among Eskimos, I've been told that they have, like here in the English language, Mary, we have one color for snow, which is white. But among the Eskimos, they have 13 different words for white snow. depending upon whether it's melting snow, snow that's dirty, snow that's fresh, snow that's old, snow that's compacted, snow that's powdery, all kinds of things. I've also been told, for example, in the Chinese language, which I don't speak, but I've heard that the word ma has 40 different connotations, depending upon, and if you mispronounce it, you can get everything totally wrong. So what's interesting about the English language and love is that we have one word for love, but you're right. I think it means many, many different things to people, and it has many different connotations.
It does. Marianne Williamson, her book, A Return to Love, probably was my seminal moment in understanding, beginning to have an understanding of that word. It just, you know, what love is and what love isn't, and yet it's so much bigger even than that, you know?
Sure.
And when we do group prayer, we send love to the planet, or we send love to a person for healing and prayer.
Right.
And when we do that as a group, it just grows so exponentially. But yet if you try to do that with the concept of anger, it doesn't grow and expand the way it does when you use love, you know, as your focus energy. That just came from my guide.
That's beautiful.
Not something I've ever practiced.
Beautiful.
Oh, now I'll have to try it.
Beautiful. Well, I have to tell you, I'm I really like the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto. And in 2013, he did an experiment where he took a bottle of radioactive water. And what he did is that he put the love and gratitude crystal, this beautiful water crystal that's produced when you write the words love and gratitude on a bowl of water, on a bottle of water, Mary. He took that mm-hmm. crystal and he put it on a bottle of radioactive water in Japan. And you know what happened within 48 hours? The radiation
was clear and clean.
The radiation was completely gone.
And
so I had Professor Jerry Pollack on my show here some weeks ago. And we were talking about, he's a wonderful man, I think one of the world's best water scientists. He's at the University of Washington. And Professor Pollack, and I told Professor Pollack about that, and we were talking, and we realized that it's not that the experiment doesn't work. For example, because we've got radiation problems at Hanford, they still have radiation problems at Fukushima. And so really, what I think they need to do, the people in charge, whoever they are, is to simply write love and gratitude on the nuclear reactors at Fukushima and at Hanford, and also to put on these love and gratitude stickers there, and the radiation should disappear within 48 hours. And Professor Pollack laughed. He says, well, I don't think the administrators of the government will ever allow that. And I said, precisely, because they've got PhDs in antiquated sciences that don't recognize the power of thought, the power of spiritualism, the power of love and compassion to do good things and clean up places like Fukushima, places like Hanford, which still have radiation problems.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and
that prayer that you did, that's us all focusing love, you know, at those reactors, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's why I did that prayer. And Dr. Emoto is coming in now, and he said, we did more with that prayer in the last couple of minutes to clean up Fukushima than TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company's done in the last 5.5 years. Because, I'm sure they want to clean it up, but they just don't know what to do. So you have to find solutions outside of this dimension. And outside of this third dimension means going into the higher spiritual realms to find the solutions to make this planet a better place. That's where we're headed. That's why I think this planet is slated for ascension, and why we are rapidly evolving and moving into the higher dimensions very, very rapidly, in spite of, you know, the tragic shootings that happened yesterday. I think the planet itself is slated for ascension, and things will get much better than they are now.
I think so, too. My guides always say, just ask. That's their theme. Whatever it is you want to know about, just ask. So if you want to know how to heal the water, just ask. So you'll receive the information that you need. And as a planet, I think we just need to ask, mm-hmm. you know, outside of ourselves, ask the spirit, mm-hmm. and we will receive those answers.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, Mary, and I want to thank you so much for coming on. And I want to ask my listeners, please stay tuned to our next hour. We'll be having Dr. Ted Brower from Orlando, Florida. He's one of the most famous nutritionist medical doctors in the world. And we'll have a fascinating discussion with him on nutrition. And we'll also be talking about the phenomenon where I think approximately 100 naturopathic doctors have been either murdered or found mysteriously dead in the past couple of years. And I want to get his opinion on it. And with that, I'd love to have your guides give some beautiful words of wisdom to my audience around the world. We've got about a minute and 45 seconds.
What my guides are showing me is that you can send a love zap to anybody. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, don't be afraid to gather a little light from your heart and shoot it at someone else's heart. It's kind of a fun game to play, is mm-hmm. what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And do it at the airport and see how many people start smiling. so don't be afraid to tickle each other with some love energy, because mm-hmm. you can make a difference in less than a moment.
Beautiful.
Well, that was nice.
What a beautiful little gift your spirit guides have given us.
Well, my guides like you and your listeners, Ted.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
So do I.
Well, we like you, and we love you and your spirit friends too. And you know, while you've been talking, I wanted to tell you this. This happened earlier when you came on. Actually, happened with Dr. Fernandez when he came on. It was been carried through. This entire studio is lit up in this beautiful white light. And I know that when that happens, we always have friends from high places here keeping us company.
Yes, and big healing's going on with that light.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Mary, thank you so much for coming on today. This time has gone so short, and I hope you have a beautiful, really happy summer. And please stay tuned, my friends, for our next hour with Dr. Ted Brower from Florida.